It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Two Wisconsin sisters are taking the genre of thriller novels by storm. From Brookfield, Andrea Bartz and Julia Bartz started writing together when they were kids. Now living in Brooklyn, the Bartz sisters are New York Times bestsellers several times over. They both have new books out. Andrea's newest book is The Last Ferry Out. Julia's is called The Last Session. They're here with us today to tell us more about their new books and how they stay true to their Wisconsin roots, even in the Big Apple. Julia, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having us.
And Andrea, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Okay, I got to say, we see a Wisconsin author doing good, publishing. Great, let's talk to him. And then we find out, wait, there's two? They're sisters? Okay, let's talk to both of them. And I want to hear some origin story here. Andrea, both of you growing up in Brookfield ended up being authors. Can you talk about how you got started being into writing?
Absolutely. Well, we grew up in a home that was filled with books and reading was always encouraged. We took weekly trips to the library and came home with just big bags full of books. And we were both creative kids who were, you know, co-writing stories when we were little. We had a typewriter we were, you know, typing them up on, and we were making little picture books. So I think it was really natural when we were little kids that we were kind of telling little stories and trying to make our own books together. But that was just us being kids. So we sort of took different paths to becoming authors in adulthood.
Julia, what are some of your first memories of writing with your sister and on your own?
Sure. Yeah. Andy and I wrote various stories together. We wrote like a James Bond script that was probably about 10 pages long. We had a little series that we illustrated called The Ghost Gang. So yeah, we definitely like to write together. And then we also wrote separately too. And I remember writing stories in junior high and high school and just spending hours and hours working on these stories that were in my mind.
And Julia, let's stay with you. As Andrea mentioned, it's one thing to write as a kid and a great thing to write as a kid. It's another to say, hey, I'm going to try to write novels and I'm going to try to have the world read them. Julia, what was your path to that?
So my path was a little circuitous, I would say. I had always wanted to be an author. One of my majors in college was creative writing. I ended up writing two novels that were actually not published. By the time I got to the writing retreat, which was my first book, I was unsure if I wanted to move forward with the writing. And I was actually becoming a therapist at that time as well. But I decided to see if I could funnel all of my frustration, you know, about my failed attempts into my first book, The Writing Retreat. And so that actually turned out pretty well.
And what was your road to publishing, Andrea?
Sure. So I knew that I loved writing. And in college, I discovered magazine journalism. I was a journalism major. And I kind of threw the book stuff to the side and threw myself into, you know, the magazine industry, which was a lot of fun and which I loved being an editor for years. But the magazine industry was kind of crumbling beneath my feet. At a certain point, I had been laid off again. I had worked at a magazine that folded. And I kind of thought, I love reading books. I used to love writing stories. What if I try to work on a project that's mine, that I can't come into work on a random Tuesday and find out that it's all been taken away the way that kept happening to me in magazines. So I started working on a manuscript, and that eventually became my debut novel, The Lost Night.
Now, you've both moved from Brookfield to Brooklyn, and that's the Brooklyn in New York, not the one we have here in Wisconsin. Andrea, can you talk about what led to that move? Was it because that's where the publishing is?
So for me, it was all about the magazines. I interviewed for a job at Condé Nast while I was doing finals in college and got that offer right as I was finishing up college. And so Julia and I had always planned to live together once, you know, I had graduated and to move to a new city. And she was in Philadelphia at the time. And I think I called her up and I was like, we're going to New York, like we're making the move. And so we moved together way back in 2008 and lived together our first few years there.
And Julia, I've been a Midwestern guy visiting New York. I haven't lived there. What was the move like to, you know, big East Coast city from a big eastern part of Wisconsin?
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely a lot of changes and differences. But I mean, I've been in New York probably about 16 years now, and there's just so much to do and so many artistic, you know, creative things happening. So I really enjoy being here, but I also enjoy going back to Wisconsin. I mean, we go back at least once a year, hang out with family in the summertime, so I really enjoy going back too.
We're talking to Julia and Andrea Bartz. They're sisters. They are authors originally from Brookfield. They each published a new book earlier this year. All right, I want to get a taste of these books now. There's a thriller element, so I don't want you to spoil too much. Julia, let's start with you. Your newest book, The Last Session, came out just in April. Tell us a little bit about it.
So The Last Session is about a social worker named Thea who works at a psychiatric unit. And she is shocked when one day a new patient comes in who not only is her doppelganger, but also seems to have these kind of strange ties to her past. When the woman mysteriously disappears, Thea decides to try to track her down, and she ends up at this wellness center in the New Mexican desert. And the center is run by a couple who basically promises that anyone who comes to them for help will meet their soulmate pretty much immediately. So Thea signs up for one of the retreats and, starts going to the healing sessions and actually finds them pretty helpful, but then starts to realize that there's something much darker going on underneath the surface. And if she doesn't find out the truth, she might not make it out of her last session alive.
And Andrea, your newest is The Last Ferry Out. This isn't the Merrimack Ferry or the Madeline Island Ferry, but it still sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, this is a fictional ferry to a fictional island off of Mexico. And The Last Ferry Out is about a young woman from Madison, Wisconsin, who travels to the tiny remote tropical island where her fiance died in a tragic accident a few months earlier. And while she's there, she meets kind of this enchanting group of expats that her partner had befriended. And it feels like it's this really healing trip, and she's starting to move on until she wakes to a text from one of them that says, "You deserve to know the truth about your fiance. Meet me at the cafe 9 a.m. So she rushes to meet with this expat, and he doesn't show. And in fact, he seems to have disappeared from the island altogether. So the more she starts to examine the expats and their sort of pasts and what brought them there, she begins to suspect that her fiance's death was not an accident, and she just might be trapped on an island with a killer. It's twisty, it's immersive, and I hope it's a lot of fun to read.
I'm hooked on both of these so far. Andrea, you mentioned your main character is from Wisconsin. Does Wisconsin influence a lot of your work? Do you still feel some of that Wisconsin in your writing?
I think definitely being from the Midwest and being kind of a observer, I think people in the Midwest aren't always saying what they feel the way that maybe East Coasters are. Has influenced my writing in that it's made me such a sensitive observer, and I like to sort of think about, you know, where people are coming from and what they're saying. In terms of literally including Wisconsin in my stories, my third book, We Were Never Here, was set in Milwaukee, so that's got a lot of kind of Easter eggs for locals. And in this book, there's obviously the plot line that's on this Mexican island, but there's also a storyline, a sort of another timeline that is in Madison, and you get to see this couple together, and you see these two women, you know, falling in love and you know, arguing about having to drive from opposite ends of Madison, and there's hopefully some fun Wisconsin Easter eggs there as well.
And Julia, is Wisconsin showing up in your work?
Yeah, I think Wisconsin is always there in the background. I mean, all these books that I've written, including the two most recently published ones, were very personal books. And so in The Last Session, I actually go pretty far into my experiences when I was in junior high and going to a school in Wauwatosa. And, you know, it's a little bit different for the character, but there is a lot of crossover there for sure.
I'm interested in the thought about Midwestern psychology that Andrea mentioned. You know, the stereotypical New Yorker is, "Hey, I'm walking here," and they express their feeling in the moment. And the stereotypical Midwesterner is, "Oh, sorry, I got in the way of your car there." But on a more serious level, how does that influence your look at our psychology and what's going on behind the face we present to the world? Let's start with Julia this time.
Yeah, that's such a great question. Well, I think actually The Last Session really goes pretty deeply into that and questioning like what is beneath the surface. One of the main themes is cults, which are, pretty prevalent today. And this idea of like, you know, can we trust people? Can we trust what they're saying? What are people really feeling that they're not sharing? So I think that shows up in my books quite often.
And how about you, Andrea?
Yeah, I think I was raised to be kind of a nice Midwestern girl. And if I was experiencing what is a pretty normal human emotion, like anger or shame or impatience, it was sort of like, just don't show that. Don't have those emotions was kind of the message from my upbringing. And I think that's true of a lot of Midwesterners. And I think the through line of all five of my thrillers is that they really cast a light on elements of the female experience that we don't really like thinking about or talking about. They're not polite. They're not something that comes up at a, Midwestern potluck or dinner party. And for me, that's exploring things like, anger, fury, shame, embarrassment over not meeting certain societal expectations, all these things that aren't maybe polite to talk about, but I think are universal and really powerful to see portrayed in art in its different forms.
And your books both have been classified as thrillers. And I know publishers and booksellers want a genre, so they know where to put it and how to sell it. And Andrew, you just used the word thriller. Do you set out to say I'm writing a thriller, or do you set out like I'm writing a novel and it has some thriller elements to it? How do you see yourself in or out of the genre?
Yeah, I definitely am always setting out to write a psychological thriller. The psychology piece of it is fascinating to me. And of course, Julia is also a therapist, so I think we both are very intrigued by kind of human behavior. But I know that I want, an interesting social milieu. I like a close-knit, closed-door world, such as the expats in this case. And what I keep doing is taking a sort of social group like that and just throwing a dead body into the center and seeing what happens. So I always want
In your
dead bodies
books.
in my stories. So one way or another, I'm writing hopefully a thriller.
And Julia, how do you work within the thriller and maybe around it?
Yeah, I'm very similar to Andy in that I'm also just really interested in human psychology. And I also think that thrillers are some of the most fun to read oftentimes. I mean, depending on if that's, your genre or not. But I think Andy and I both are very focused on how to get readers to keep turning the pages. So all of our books have a lot of twists and turns in them, a lot of surprises. There's so many ways that people can spend their time and their attention these days that we want to make sure that people are having a good time.
Now, you grew up, as you mentioned, writing stories together. Julia, do you bounce each other's drafts across each other or go to each other to, work out ideas still?
Absolutely. Yeah, Andy is one of my best editors, one of the harshest too, I would say, but I think that's fair as sisters. But we usually read each other's works. We bounce ideas off of each other, and it's really nice having someone that you can do that with and who really gets you and what you're trying to do.
And Andrea, has the idea of a collab ever come up, a co-authored novel?
It's passed both of our minds. What's interesting and what makes Julia such a great beta reader for me is that our minds actually work really differently. So she'll look at, a plot problem that I'm having or an idea that I'm trying to turn into something larger, and she'll just come up with a suggestion that's something that never would have crossed my mind. So I would imagine that some fun collabs are in the future, but right now we're both pretty focused on our next titles.
Well, and I wanted to ask, I know authors sometimes when they just had a book come out and they're doing publicity, the last question they want to hear is what's next? But you broached it, Andrea. What is that next novel? What's your next project?
I brought it up. It's on me. I have just started to work on my next book. It's going to be coming out in 2027, I believe, and it's a little bit more horror for me. So after I just told you I only write, psychological suspense, this one is going to be kind of straddling that line with a sort of modern twist on a haunted house story.
And Julia, how about you? What do you have lined up?
I have also started my next novel, and the working tagline is Succession meets Donnie Darko, and it's basically about a woman who gets caught up in a wealthy billionaire family and ends up on a yacht with them where very strange, disturbing things start to happen.
And I want to just ask, I know you focus on your own books, maybe one book recommendation from each of you. Julia, I'll throw that at you first.
Oh, there's so
And you can't
many.
pick your sister's book.
There's so many. I
Boom.
know. Obviously, Andy's. Yeah, our friend Somia Dave just came out with an incredible book called The Guilt Pill, and it's about a mother who starts taking pills that alleviate guilt and all of the kind of unexpected fallouts that happen from that.
And Andrea, how about you?
I am turning around and looking at my bookshelf right now. Oh, a recent one that came out that was a debut I really enjoyed is called Tell Them You Lied by Laura Loeffler. It's sort of suspense, not totally a thriller, but it's a really well-written and fascinating story in dual timelines about sort of the bad art friend dynamic of two very close friends in art school and a story that eventually leads to one of their demise.
And we'll leave it there. Andrea, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us. This was fun.
And Julia, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much, Rob.
That was Julia Bartz and Andrea Bartz. They're sisters and best-selling authors from Brookfield. They each published a new thriller earlier this year. Andrea's is The Last Ferry Out, and Julia's is The Last Session.